Welcome back to another episode of the Women's Strength Society show. And today we are going to talk about a very important mindset shift that you need to create better results for yourself. Look better, get stronger, be healthier, yada, yada, yada.
Be happier.
Be happier, more harder, better, faster, stronger.
And it's actually my favorite mantra.
I thought you were going to say it's my favorite song from Daft Punk.
No, it's not my favorite song, but it's my favorite mantra.
Mantra.
It takes what it takes.
It takes what it takes.
It takes what it takes.
What is it? What does it take?
To become your strongest and most confident self?
Yeah, I don't know. What does it mean? It takes what it takes.
It takes what it takes means, and we had yesterday a call with the client. And we were asking her about for the like future work we are going to do with her, like are there specific things you wish for to have more or less in your, for example, training program? And she was like, nope, I'm happy how it is. Just do what I will do what needs to be done to get to my goal.
Yeah.
And this is the mindset of it takes what it takes.
Yeah.
And I think what's important to, or what we have realized is that the women we work with are all like high achievers.
They really want to perform.
They really want to perform. They have very high standards and they really want to match these standards. And if they don't get there, it's like freaking them out. Uh-huh. And then it turns, then they are turning that
against themselves.
Against themselves if they are not matching their high standards.
Yeah. Just to be clear, performance is not only like how you perform in the gym and how strong you are, but it's like very a broad sense of performance, like being very good in your job, being a very supportive partner, being a very good friend, being a very good daughter, being a very good sister, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, all the different areas of your life.
And what we see a lot of is people that come in and they try to do more, because they think that this is going to lead to better. But it's actually not the same. And specifically when it comes to training and nutrition, one mindset that is very much ingrained in a lot of people's head is, I need to train more, I need to eat less, I need to train harder, I need to eat less. And this is something that is actually a recipe for disaster. And it's super difficult to change that, because sometimes you have to train a bit less. Sometimes you have to eat a bit more. Sometimes you don't have to train as hard, just so that you can sustain the whole journey. And this is going to help you create better results, like looking better, getting rid of body fat easier, creating more muscle. And sometimes it's counterintuitive. And this is why the more is not so great. And instead, we want the it takes what it takes, so that you can be open to other avenues of doing things, so that you can do things better.
Yeah, because it takes what it takes also, to me, it also means exploring other ways to or other areas that will help me to get to the result I'm after.
Yeah.
For example, if you want to transform, you want to lose weight, and you always think of, I need to eat less and less and less, and I need to train more and more, I need to do more exercises, more sets, more reps, whatever, it will not lead you to your goal, because you're only having these two areas. You think of like training more, and then you think of eating less, and this will not lead to better results. Instead, what it takes what it takes is you explore other areas too that also have an impact on your results. For example, how do you take care of your recovery? Because if you're treating your body like shit, if you're not going to bed on time, if you're not getting enough quantity but also quality of sleep in, it will impact your performance. And then instead of thinking, I need to train more, think of, I need to sleep better or I need to sleep more so that I can train better. And it's the same with like nutrition. Instead of thinking, I want to eat less and less and less.
And less calories.
And less calories, exactly. Think of, how can I change my nutrition so that my body is functioning better, so that I'm in a better state, so that I can again sustain my diet longer, because that's better.
And it's the same for training as well. Like, movement plays a big part in how your body is working. And a lot of people just go into the gym to almost, quote-unquote, like, hurt themselves. They really push it to a point where it's almost like, I don't know. I really try to hurt myself, because training can be also a bit painful.
Yeah, you see that in, like, training videos, and if someone is training that way.
Yeah. And it's too little time spent into or invested in moving better, and really trying to improve the movement quality, the stimulus that you get into the muscle just by positioning yourself better, understanding better the technique. And if you just think, hey, I need to train harder, you can always like push until the point where you just break. And hopefully then you're not going to break too much of yourself, but it can definitely lead to injury. And some of those can have like long-term consequences.
Yeah, and it's the same for the nutrition. If you're always thinking of eating less calories,
or even just less food.
Yeah. Then at some point you will break, and then you will crave so much energy, calories, that you will binge some food.
Yeah, definitely.
And this will like break your whole process, and it will like throw you out of it.
Yeah. And this is where it's super important. Again, like, it takes what it takes. It means, how can I do things better? And for the people that we work with, they really like to do more, put more in, what can I do more? And you have to learn, they have to learn, we have to learn to do less. How can I do less? How can I remove some stuff in my training, or maybe in my nutrition? Like, what kind of food can I remove so that I have more space for the stuff that is going to help me reach my goals? And then it's the same in your life. Like, what kind of relationship can I remove from my life that are not serving me, that are going to help me feel better, recover better, be more happy, and maybe also change the way I see myself, so that I can do the stuff that is going to lead to the results that I'm already working super hard for. Mm-hmm. Same with work.
Yeah.
Same with family, friends. And same with the environment you live in, like in your place. Is it full with stuff that is pulling you to a direction which is not the direction you want to go in? Like the super basic example is if you have a lot of sweets at home, a lot of chocolate, and you are prone to eating a lot of chocolate when you're highly stressed, then don't have the chocolate at home.
Yeah, or the Haribos.
Yeah, or the
like,
yeah.
Don't buy the bag of Haribos if you know that you can't how do you say that? Sustain it? No.
Refrain from eating it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then don't buy it. Don't have it in your cupboard.
Yeah, absolutely. And then there's another thing that I think is super interesting is when you look at people that are super high performer, like the best athletes in the world, but also like the best
business people,
musicians, like the best of the best in any realm, what they do is focus on one thing, and all of their energy, time and attention just go into that, into creating this. And making sure that they create a life that help them sustain everything that it takes to get there.
Yeah. They have like systems in place and an environment and people who are supporting them on their way.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm not saying you have to become, you have to strive for becoming the best of the best in the whole world, but you can get inspired and you can learn from those people like how they do things. And most of the time they don't try, like Michael Jordan tried to play baseball and it failed. And it was like, okay, you just stick to basketball.
Yeah.
And you don't see a lot of athletes playing in different kind of sport, like Usain Bolt, who's the fastest man on earth to date, tried to play football, soccer, and it failed. And like Jeff Bezos, he did not create like Amazon and Apple and Microsoft. It was just like one, and it was the biggest, but it was only one. And if you can have that kind of mindset, like, hey, what can I remove from my life? What can I reduce? What can I do less of, so that I have the capacity to do that one thing better? Is going to be super helpful.
Yeah, and I think what you hear oftentimes when especially with women, I see that especially with women, that women are putting a lot of pressure against themselves or talking very negatively to themselves or pulling themselves down. And then the solution you see or the solution that you see oftentimes is, hey, you need to talk more friendly to yourself and you need to be more like, have more self-compassion and self-love. And I'm not against self-love, but I think for these women who are high achievers and who are very ambitious, I don't think that this is the right direction to take.
I think what you're saying is, it's a lot of encouragement and incentives to slow down and try to perform less and reduce the expectation and the drive to perform.
Yeah, and making everything a little pink and fluffy.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't like that. It's. I mean, for someone who likes that, go for it if this is like your vibe. But I see a lot of women who don't have that vibe, who don't want to do that, who want to be like...
who are driven, who are hungry.
Who want to achieve things. Yeah. And then telling them like, hey, you just need to journal and drink your matcha latte and take your like, do your morning routine and some mobility practices every morning. It's not very helpful.
No, because then it's another thing that they put themselves pressure on that they need to be doing. It's like, hey, I need to do more of that, more of that, more of that.
Yeah.
And then what we like to say is, first, it's awesome that you are in a position where you can really achieve a lot, because not everybody is in that position. It's also awesome that you have that kind of drive and ambition, because not everybody has that in their life. And this is something that is also in society very, very valuable, because we need people that drive the whole thing and that make things happen. What we say is, the answer, if this is difficult, is not to add some layer of
fluffiness. Vooza.
Vooza is really like to learn how you can sustain that kind of ambition and drive long term. What is it going to take to be able to do this? And most of the time, it's going to be remove the stuff in your life that is actually holding you back, that is weighing you down. And if you do this, then you are going to have the energy for your goals.
Yeah.
You are going to be able to drive a lot without hurting yourself.
Yeah. And like managing your expectations better, becoming better at time management. These are the things I want to teach then these
setting
women.
Setting better boundaries.
Setting better boundaries, because if you can do that, then it already takes a lot of negative energy that you put towards yourself.
Yeah.
it helps to remove that, because if you're constantly in situations where you're not setting your boundaries, but you are this ambitious woman who wants to achieve a lot, but you're constantly giving in to other people talking you into something or doing something against your will, then in the end, at the end of the day, you will put that against yourself and be like, hey, why didn't I say that? And why is this going now in this direction and not in the direction I wanted to go? And then you will have this spiral of negative thoughts towards yourself. So I don't think that every woman needs to slow down and learn to be more fluffy and pink and matcha latte and journaling. I think there are women out there who just need a better created environment, better time management expectations, knowing how to set boundaries, knowing where they want to go in life, and removing, as you said, the stuff that is not helping them, so that they can do things better and not like more, but really improving the quality of the things they are doing.
I think I have a pretty good analogy.
Yeah?
Yeah. So in my mind, it's a pretty good analogy. We are going to see if it's the case.
But let's go.
Imagine you are a winemaker and you want to make good wine, and you realize at some point that it's difficult to sustain like the high volume of production that you expect from yourself. And in your mind, you are like, "Hey, I want to create a very good wine," and then society tells you like, hey, I think you should put a bit of water into your wine so that you can do more volume. And then the extreme of that, like the matcha latte, journaling, wooza,
morning routine,
grounding, like those are tools, and some of them are great when you use them properly. But what they do is to put some orange juice and not only like water but even more stuff in it that makes the wine like, well, really bad tasting.
Just to have more
and to dilute like the actual essence of the product you are creating. And what we are saying is, hey, instead of trying to create a lot of wine, like a very, very high volume, and maybe adding some water into it, then maybe, just maybe, what you need to be doing is like reduce the production of wine you are making.
Premium wine.
But for this, just make like very, very, very high quality, very good wine that is going to taste like amazingly good.
And increase the price.
How is that? And increase the price.
This is setting boundaries. That's setting boundaries and matching your high standards.
Yeah, absolutely. How was the analogy?
I like it.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Okay.
For me, it's very like, I can like picture it in my mind, and it's absolutely what I wanted to say. I'm not telling that the matcha latte and journaling is bad and that you shouldn't do it. If it helps you, then go for it. Try it out. I'm talking from my own experience, and I was trying some of these things, and it felt awkward. I was like, that's not me. I want to like wake up, I want to work, and I want to make things happen and not sit there with my matcha latte and journal.
Yeah. And then on the flip side, you also learn stuff along the way that really helped you work more and do more of the stuff that you actually want to do. So at the end, it's more aligned.
Yeah.
And maybe for someone, it is like taking every night a bit of journaling. Like for you, it's that. And for me, it's very much different. Like I need a lot more space. I need to move more. I need to wind down in the evening so that I can sleep better. And the amount of time that I work per day is maybe less. But then when I work, it's quite intense, and the output is still quite high, I hope. but like the way of doing things is different. And the point is, we really want to encourage you to dig more into what's needed for you to achieve the goals you want to achieve and to be that ambitious person, to be the high achiever, to be performing maybe more than other people. And a lot of time what we see is not like doing more, but it's doing the right things and doing them better.
Yeah.
And this over time is going to help you like achieve results that have like very, very high standards.
Yeah, that are above average.
Above average. Yeah. Cool. I'm going to keep the wine analogy for the coaching. I'm going to use that again.
Yeah, that's cool. It's a good analogy.
Cool. I hope it was insightful. I hope you like the wine analogy. Even if you might not like wine, but then just replace it with something else, it works as well. And if you liked it, then leave us a review, follow the podcast, maybe share it with someone you know who's very ambitious, hardworking, put a lot of pressure on herself to achieve great things. And that's it for today.
Thank you for listening. Bye bye.